بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أقبل الليل منها هنا وأدبر النهار منها هنا وغربت الشمس فقد أفطر الصائم. متفق عليه. حضرت عمر رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned when the night advances from this side and the day withdraws from this side and the sun sets, then the fasting person has broken his fast. So this, what does it mean? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in that when the day is over, when the sun sets, now it is time for iftar. Break your fast. When Rasul said that the person has broken his fast, meaning that now it is time for you to open your fast, to break your fast. So in other words, the fasting time has terminated. Even though you have not eaten anything, but فَقَدْ أَفْتَرَ الصَّائِمْ, the implication of the fasting person has broken his fast, meaning now it is time for you to eat. So every act we have, every act of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated a period. For example, Hajj. Person can't go for Hajj now when it's not Hajj season. Person can't keep Ramadan fast. Of course, Qadha is something else, but you can't keep Ramadan fast now. If it is not time for Tahajjud now, person cannot say, no, I feel like reading Tahajjud Namaz now. So there are times stipulated for the different ibadah that we have, Salah, fasting, Hajj, etc. So here also, Rasulullah is showing us there is a time. Person starts his fast from dawn, and he breaks his fast at dusk, at the time of غروب الشمس. وعن أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله عنه قال سرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو صائم فلما غربت الشمس قال لبعض القوم يا فلان انزل فاجدح لنا فقال يا رسول الله لو أمسيت قال انزل فاجدح لنا قال إن عليك نهارا قال انزل فاجدح لنا قال فنزل فجدح ثم فجدح لهم فشرب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال إذا رأيتم الليل قد أقبل منها هنا فقد أفطر الصائم وأشار بيده قبل المشرق. متفق عليه. قوله اجدح بجيم ثم دال ثم حين مهملتين أي اخلط السبيق بالماء. In this hadith narrated by Abu Ibrahim Abdullah bin Abu Ufar رضي الله تعالى, he says we on a journey, سيرنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we on a journey with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم whilst Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was fasting. When the sun set, he said to someone, go and prepare for me some sawiq. Sawiq is some type of wheat mixed with water, some type of porridge, like how we have halim, something to that effect. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, would you not like to wait a little bit more longer? Rasulullah said, dismount and prepare some sawiq for us. Come down, inzil. So the person then said, it seems that it is still some daytime. In other words, it's not yet time for iftar. Rasulullah said, dismount and prepare some sawiq for us. This is the third time, he tells him. So the sahabi dismounted, he prepared that sawiq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah drank it and then he explained, he said, when you see the night advancing from this side, then the fasting person has broken his fast. In other words, it is time for him to open his fast. And he pointed with his hand towards the east. In other words, Rasulullah saw it clearly, it was time up for iftar. It wasn't that he opened his fast early. And that particular sahabi felt that it must become more darker and become more into night. Then only a person should open his fast. Rasulullah shows us now that the correct way is, the moment you see it is time up now, in those days they never had watches and clocks, but they were able to see from the horizon, the sunrise, sunset, etc. They would be able to make out when it is time for day and night, and they would look towards the east and the west, etc. And Rasulullah was able to identify that it was time now for opening the fast. May Allah give us tawfiq hidayah to understand the amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.